And now the calendar news, courtesy of Ticketmaster.com. We have the Wake Up Florida Festival in Brooksville, Florida, which we'll be talking live to our featured artist, Riverbottom Nightmare. And it's the Memorial Weekend, Friday, May 28th, Drowny Pool and Non Point at Eleanor Rigby's Germain, Pennsylvania. Dock and Warrant and L.A. Guns at the Oasis Convention Center, Springfield, Missouri. And Bret Michaels, who is now a phenomena after all he's been through, Friday at the Hard Rock Live, Biloxi, Mississippi. And he's also playing, he's got a Saturday show at Soldiers Memorial, St. Louis, Missouri. And Rocklahoma, Saturday, May 29th. It's a music fest, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Rock. Pryor, Oklahoma, May 28th to 30th at the Fever Music Fairgrounds. Buck Cherry, 3 Days Grace, Godsmack, Cinderella, Seven Dust, and more. And in Orlando, we have our own festival going on this weekend, the Fringe Festival. And it's voted Best Festival by the Orlando Weekly and Orlando Sentinel. The 2010 Orlando International Fringe Theater Festival will include over 500 theatrical performances held over a 12-day period throughout 11 venues at the Orlando Repertory Theater and the Lounge Shakespeare Center. And we are very happy to welcome to the Ronda Rockstar Show one of the participants at the 19th Annual Fringe Festival, starring in her very own one-woman show, Totally. It's Kim Lee Smith.
What's up, Rockstars?
Oh, we're having a great time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about your show.
Well, my name is Kim Lee Smith, and I am here from Los Angeles, California, and was fortunate enough to get selected to be a part of the Orlando Fringe Festival, which has been amazing. And if you haven't been there, you have to go. It's just been, like, the most wonderful people, great shows, lots of fun, sitting out in the beer tent, eating food. I mean, it's just been, like, a true festival. And so I brought my show Totally here, which is an autobiographical story from me from 17 till now. It's about coming into your womanhood, sexual freedom, overcoming obstacles, you know, embracing your superhero and taking charge of your life. And it has been doing wonderfully here. It's just been a blast.
I know,
so
it's good. Yeah, I know it's gotten some rave reviews, especially from the Orlando Sentinel. And
it's awesome,
and you're awesome too. And how long is the show going to be running at the Fringe Festival?
I've got two more shows. I have an 11:45 p.m. show tonight, and an 11 a.m. show on Sunday morning. I'm doing a total of 7 shows, and the tickets are really cheap. They're $10, and then if you're either a student or a SAG actor or equity actor, you get an $8 ticket. And it's worth coming out there, even if you just want to check out all the shows and then catch my show. It's a really fun show. Elizabeth Maupin gave me a great review, and I was in the top 10 to watch at the Spring Festival, which was excellent.
That's cool.
And so, and she's kind of the big critic here in Orlando. And it's just been a blast. I mean, the story is one of those stories where you walk away and you feel like you can do anything.
And how can people get tickets? Can they get go to the Fringe Fest? I know it's at Lock Haven Park. And can they get tickets there?
You can get tickets at Lock Haven Park, or you can go to OrlandoFringe.org, and you can get tickets there. You can go to my website, which is totallykimlee.com.
And after the Fringe Festival, are you...
K-I-M-L-E-I-G-H. Oh, I'm sorry, Rhonda. What?
That's okay. After the Fringe Festival, are you going to be taking your show on the road, or where are you going to be next?
I am. Hollywood is doing their very first Fringe Festival, so I'm going to go perform at the Hollywood Fringe Festival at a theater called the Theater of Note, and then I am going to the New York Fringe Festival, and then I won a festival in L.A., the Actors Group Solo Festival, the beginning of this year, and so I get, like, an encore performance there, and I'll be doing that in September.
Well, you're going to be pretty busy. Well, I want you to give everybody, your website again, because... I want them to find out where they can reach you and how they get in touch with you and find out more about your show.
Yeah, you can join up on my fan club. The website is totallykimlee.com, and that's K-I-M-L-E-I-G-H.com.